Sons and Lovers by D.H. Lawrence. When the coal and iron fields of Nottinghamshire and Derbyshire were discovered, the firm of Carston, Waite and Company was one of the first to appear on the scene. Amid tremendous excitement, Lord Palmerston formally opened the company's first mine at Spinney Park, on the edge of the Sherwood Forest. Carston, Waite and Company found they had struck on a good thing, so down the valleys of the Brooks from Selby and Nuttall new mines were sunk, until soon there were 6 pits working. From Nuttall, high up on the sandstone among the woods, the railway ran down to Spinney Park, then on to Minton, a large mine among cornfields. From Minton across the farmlands of the valley side to Bunker's Hill, branching off there and running north to Beggarlees and Selby. 6 mines, like black studs on the countryside, linked by a loop of fine chain, the railway. To accommodate the regiments of miners, Carston, Waite and Company built the squares, great quadrangles of dwellings on the hillside of Bestwood, and then, in the Brook Valley, they erected the bottoms. The bottoms consisted of 6 blocks of miners' dwellings, 2 rows of 3, like the dots on a blank 6 domino, and 12 houses in a block. This double row of dwellings sat at the foot of the rather sharp...